From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Protests Saturday took place in more than 135 cities in the United States and abroad to demand an impartial investigation into possible collusion between President Donald Trump's campaign and Russia influence in last year's U.S. presidential election. The March for Truth protests were organized by a national coalition of 17 activist groups, including the Women's March and the Progressive Democrats of America. There are a total of five probes investigating possible Trump campaign links to Russia and Moscow's meddling in the election. The president has rejected these allegations. Elsewhere, Trump supporters rallied behind the president's decision to withdraw from the 2015 Paris Climate Accord.
Jobs, jobs, jobs! Pittsburgh, not Paris! Jobs, jobs, jobs! Pittsburgh, not Paris!
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said during an excerpt from a CNN interview released on Saturday that President Donald Trump believes the climate is changing. U.S. President Donald Trump reportedly does not have a plan to invoke executive privilege in an attempt to prevent former FBI Director James Comey from disclosing potentially harmful information to Congress about statements Trump made about his former national security director. The decision was reported by the New York Times, which attributed the information to two unnamed senior officials. On Saturday, a White House spokesperson directed a question about the New York Times report to outside counsel, which did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Find updates to these stories and more at voanews.com. This is VOA. Egypt and Sudan look to smooth ties as Sudanese Foreign Minister Ibrahim Gandour visits Cairo. From Egypt, Edward Uranian reports.
Ties between Egypt and Sudan appeared to be on the mend Saturday following a belated visit to Cairo by Sudanese Foreign Minister Ibrahim Gandour. Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir had accused Egypt last month of supporting armed militants in both South Sudan and Darfur, claiming that Egypt had supplied them with armored vehicles. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi denied the claim, while Egyptian media accused Sudan of supporting terrorists in southern Libya following a recent terror attack which left several dozen Coptic Christians dead in the south of the country. Sudanese Foreign Minister Gandour told a news conference following his meeting with President Sisi that it was difficult for a country like Sudan, with lengthy borders, to control everything that was flowing in and out of the country. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Despite vowing that a renewed offensive against Islamic State in Mosul will be a final push, Iraqi forces continue to get bogged down in ancient parts of the city where IS remains entrenched. VOA's Pentagon correspondent, Carla Babb.
Brigadier General Rick Uraib, the deputy commanding general for U.S.-led coalition forces in Iraq, told VOA that Islamic State has fewer than 1,000 fighters left in Mosul, and the level of desperation from Islamic State fighters is on the rise.
They're losing. They're about to lose. It's not a matter of if, it's when.
The remaining fighters are considered to be among the terror group's toughest, and they have used their time in the city to build weapons caches, booby traps, and tunnel systems. The general says Islamic State continues to take hostages in an effort to bait the coalition into striking civilians. And officials say the terror group's weapon of choice in the city is still vehicle-borne bombs. Islamic State snipers shoot at more than Iraqi forces. They're also shooting civilians trying to flee. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
A suicide bombing at a funeral service in Kabul, Afghanistan, has killed at least six people and wounded nearly nine others. Officials said high-ranking government officials and lawmakers attending the event escaped unhurt. Tolo News TV quoted its source at the Afghan Public Health Ministry and said Saturday's blast killed up to 20 people. The bombs went off at a city cemetery where the son of a senior member of the Afghan parliament was about to be buried. From the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.